Porta Soprana. In the 12th century, the new city walls were built in order to defend the independence of the Republic of Genoa from the Emperor Frederick Barbarossa's expansionist aims. They encircled the three parts of the city: the castrum, which developed on the castle hill, the civitas, built around the Cathedral of St. Lawrence, and the burgus, the commercial area around the monastery of San Siro. The construction of the so-called Barbarossa walls, which were completed quite rapidly between 1155 and 1159, was the result of a financial and material involvement of the vast majority of the city's inhabitants. However, the three double tower doors were completed only in 1161. Porta Soprana, also called the St. Andrew door because of the adjacent monastery, Porta Aurea, and Porta Santa Fede. Porta Soprana is one of the main examples of medieval architecture in stone of the Ligurian capital. It is located on the St. Andrew Plateau, levelled in the early 20th century, not far from the hill that carries the same name. The word soprana derives from the fact that the door was raised above the rest of the city's walking level, and sopra means above in Italian. As soon as the city walls expanded and the defensive role of the door vanished, starting from the 14th century, the door was incorporated by the urban development with the construction of the neighbourhood called Ponticello. Furthermore, a house was built on top of the entry arch between the two towers, to which a second floor was added in the 19th century. The two towers, also in this century, were used as a prison, the so-called Tower Prison, as was the nearby monastery of St. Andrew. The present building, however, is the result of substantial restorations directed by the architect Alfredo d'Antrada. In 1882, the royal delegate of the municipality of Genoa had appointed him to the commission in charge of establishing the condition of the structure and arranging the intervention project, a task that engaged d'Antrada until 1914. Andrada's group also dealt with the restoration of the northern tower and the arch that dominates the entranceway, including the integration of the sculptures of the capitals, with eagles in a Romanesque style typical in Pisa. The southern tower, however, remained enclosed within the perimeter of a residential building until the 30s of the 20th century, when the Ponticello district was demolished and the tower was restored under the direction of Orlando Grosso, who had promoted the commitment of the city of Genoa in the protection and restoration of monuments since the early 20s. The restored door replicates the way it must have looked at the time of its reconstruction during the implementation of the third wall, the so-called Barbarossa wall. A long inscription on one of the outer walls says to the citizen who is about to enter, "I am guarded by soldiers, surrounded by beautiful walls, and I cast away with might the enemy darts. If you bring peace, you are welcome to approach these doors. If you seek war, sad and beat you shall retire."